Hey, do you guys have watches on today? Are we going to hear the beep, beep, beep?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got to hear the beep, beep, beep from 9 o'clock to know that it's time to begin the story. Otherwise, everybody's just going to feel lost. Mm. See?
Yeah, that's a very important...
The magical beeping of the story. Alrighty then. Let's start this up. Today is Story Life Bedtime Book... The Magical Life of Mr. Rennie!
Nee, nee, nee,
nee,
nee,
nee. Can you make it more fancy because it's all in cursive?
Oh, it could be much fancier, yes, of course.
By
Leo Timmers.
You know, I like Leo Timmers' drawing style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a very...
How do you say that?
Saturated cartoon.
Yes, yes.
His colors are very,
yeah,
his colors are very vibrant.
Yeah.
But his characters have a lot of cartoon style to them and a lot of detail also.
Yes.
So in his pictures, you can always see a lot of small details.
Yeah.
And today, the name of Mr. Leo Timmer's book is The Magical Life of Mr. Rennie. So, without further ado, let us begin. We do need a page turn sound for today.
Chirp.
And what?
Chirp.
Chirp?
Because there's a bird.
Oh, there's a bird?
Yeah. On the first page, or because it's about paintings. So we should probably do...
Picasso!
No, it's too loud. Swish! Yeah, swish! Like the sound of the brushing through the...
Sounds more like...
The canvas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like this.
You know what image just instantly popped up in my head as soon as you said the brush going across the canvas is Bob Ross.
You were going to say Bob Ross. Yes, I know Bob Ross because of you.
Who's Bob Ross?
He's a guy who did a lot of painting on a show called The Joy of Painting through, I want to say, maybe like the 70s, 80s, and maybe 90s. I'm not quite sure when the years were running.
Mm-hmm.
But it was called The Joy of Painting. And what you would do every time on the show is you would just tune in and you would watch Bob Ross paint a really excellent painting in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And he would teach you how to do all of the stuff and like tips on how to get your pictures to look really good and make it look like he's doing. And so if you were a painter, you could paint along with him. And he had this just cool, calm voice of like, okay, now, today we're going to paint ourselves a wonderful, dreamy landscape of some mountains. We'll put some mountains here back in the distance. Yeah, those look good. And then he would always put trees everywhere. He called them happy little trees.
Yes.
And then every time he made a mistake on his painting, he never called it a mistake. He always called it a happy little accident. And he would...
He's so cheery.
He was so chill. And he turned it... He would always turn his happy little accidents into something on his pictures. Like a... I think like a tree or a lake or maybe another thing.
A boulder.
Maybe a boulder. Yeah, sure. And so he would always incorporate his happy little accidents. He's like, on our show, we don't make mistakes. We make happy little accidents. So he was so chill.
It's such a good show for kids, right?
And so the funny thing about Bob Ross is I believe before he showed up on his show to be Bob Ross the painter, the super chill guy,
mm-hmm.
he was heavily involved in the military. And I believe he was a drill sergeant. Do you know who a drill sergeant is?
I know sergeant, but drill sergeant.
Drill sergeant is the guy whenever you go to, you know, Apinguk school.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to go train to be a soldier.
Uh-huh.
And there's always this guy that's just constantly screaming at
you. 班长! 报告班长的班长!
Yeah. And he's always like the meanest, angriest guy.
Oh.
And so Bob Ross was that guy.
Okay.
And then after he got out of the military, he was like, you know, I'm just leaving all of that anger behind me and I'm going to move forward being a calm person. And so can you imagine being a soldier watching this guy's TV show and be like, would you guys believe this guy is like the angriest, meanest guy I've ever met in my life? And this guy screamed at me right in my face and he was purple. And so he's just... Happy little trees.
We only made happy accidents.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, So, complete tangent there. Bob Ross. Okay. The Magical Life of Mr. Rennie by Leo Timmers.
Timmers.
Swish. Mm-hmm. This is not an apple. Huh?
This is a green apple.
That's true. It's a painting of an apple. Mr. Rennie was such a good painter that whatever he painted looked just like the real thing. Mm. Oh, he's a good painter. Every week he trundled his paintings to the market.
What's a trundle?
Slowly move and carry something.
Okay.
Something that has wheels.
Probably. Mm. You know, it may have more specific definition. Swish! Rose's stall was always bustling. She sold bananas, strawberries, and lemons by the dozen. But no one wanted to buy Mr. Rennie's painting. Not even the one of the apple. If only I could eat it, he sighed. Oh no, he should sound like Bob Ross. If only I could eat it.
That sounds creepy.
Then I wouldn't be so hungry.
Okay.
Well, look at this market here. We got all kinds of animals. We got a giraffe, an elephant, a zebra,
a
rhino.
A goat dropping her eggs.
A goat, yeah.
Every time you see Leo Timmers characters, you know it's by Leo Timmers. Mm. I don't know how you do it.
His characters always have very large eyeballs.
Eyes, yeah.
And they always look very...
surprised.
Very human.
Yeah.
But they still hold their animal characteristic. Like the giraffe is obviously huge with its long neck, but it's got a very person expression.
Look, this inside the baby crater, there's watermelons.
Yeah, inside the baby carrier.
Why is this fish happy? It's going to get eaten.
That's just the fish on the sign. The actual fish over there on the ice is dead and doesn't look very happy. Anyway, swish. You want to eat the apple? A stranger asked. You can, you know. The man snapped his fingers and poof! The apple was real. Take a bite and all your paintings will come to life, said the man.
Oh. Wow.
Who are you? Asked Mr. Rennie. But the man was already gone. Mr. Rennie hesitated a moment, then bit into the apple. Unbelievable! All his paintings sprang to life. Oh, so
magic.
Over here he had a painting of a bird, and now it's a real bird.
Yeah, he had a painting of a sunflower, now it's a real sunflower.
Mm. What do you think would happen if he made a painting of a painting? Would he get a painting, or would he get whatever he painted inside of the painting? We're not going there.
Yeah, you are like using a camera to take picture of your monitor and all that.
Yeah.
Swish.
Mr. Rennie raced home to start a new painting at once.
Is that his home?
It's going to be where his home is situated later.
Mm-hmm.
With the final brush stroke, it turned into a real hot dog.
I can't believe the first food he drew is a hot dog.
Delicious! Well, it's a delicious hot dog, is what they say.
I know.
What is the first painting that you would paint, Phoebe?
If I'm as good as him?
Uh-huh.
Lobster. 有需要问吗? 你有需要问我这个问题吗?
Okay.
Assuming I'm hungry, okay.
If you're not hungry, what would you draw?
If I'm not hungry?
A lobster for later?
a salty caramel cheesecake.
But you're not hungry.
还是吃的. So, we'll talk about it later.
Swish! Oh, delicious, and so was the dessert.
Wow, hot
that's dog. A fancy dessert.
It's not fancy, it's super unhealthy and disgusting.
Why do you think it's unhealthy, Desmond?
Cake, smoothie, waffle,
cake,
donut, cupcake, ice cream, candy.
Yeah.
You know, on this picture, what shows that it's not healthy? Of course, they are all sweet. But you know,
色彩缤纷.
对, 它颜色太多, 颜色这么多, 就是不健康.
But it's Leo Timmers. I mean, what is he going to make a bunch of brown things? No, he's
because
Leo
nothing
Timmers.
That colorful is natural.
You know,
like waffle.
It's Mr. Rennie. Maybe these are just, they look like cake, but it's like super health drinks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Mr. Maybe Mr. Rennie is thinking
ahead. How do you make that blue color from nature? Come on.
Super concentrated blueberries.
这种蓝色要怎么做出来？食物用什么？
那不是有一种花吗？
蝶豆花吗？
Indigo.
可是蝶豆花不是这种蓝哦。 蝶豆花做出来的蓝不是这种蓝。
Anyway.
Okay.
Mr. Rennie had always wanted a car.
Oh,
so he painted himself a nice little green and white car here. Look mm-hmm. at that. Oh, he's got a picture for reference here. He's yeah. making sure he's got it right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the car I want.
Doesn't he have to paint the motors and then paint the outside?
No, he just paints the outside, you see.
Yeah, that's magic, Carmel.
It's magic.
Magic.
We're just going to just go with it, okay?
Okay.
Swish. Wow. Maybe he should have painted himself a
bigger car.
Maybe an airplane would have made more sense with that giant suitcase.
I yeah. love Brussels.
Mm. Brussels is a city, right?
Yes.
In where?
Europe, I want to say...
I think it's in Europe, yeah.
I know it's in Europe, but I want to say it's in Germany? He said, doubtfully.
Yeah. Oh, that's not mislead our audience,
Leo
right?
Leo Timmer lives in...
Let's keep reading. Outdoor. Maybe we'll find more clues.
He drove to Rome, Paris, Brussels, and through the tunnel all the way to London. But all the time, he was imagining what he could do next. He'd always dreamed of going to sea.
So, apparently he drove around Europe.
Mm, he lives in Europe. He must have started in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So he can drive
so
around.
Okay.
So he drew a cruise ship.
Mm.
But won't you be a little bit lonely and scared if you had a whole giant cruise ship to yourself?
Well, maybe he invited all of his friends on as well.
Yeah.
No. Just like we have.
We'll see here.
Mm.
Swish!
Is he?
Oh, wow. You see, but here's the interesting bit. Mr. Rennie is so huge, but why are the windows so tiny? Are those rooms?
I know.
What are those rooms for hamsters?
This is a picture book, Derek.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to roll with it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
如果你真的要计较比例的话, okay. This is not going to work.
All right. So we got Mr. Rennie here on a giant cruise liner.
Yeah.
Lots of other animals on their boats as well.
Yeah.
And Mr. Rennie now is next to a large stack of paintings. It seems he has already finished.
You call all these canvas, right?
Yeah, those would be canvases. But what after a canvas has been painted, now you refer to this as a painting.
Okay.
Of canvases.
What and is the plural form for canvas? Canva?
Canvases?
Canvases?
Sure.
Because I was thinking about it earlier. So one is a canvas, right?
Uh-huh.
And many is canvases?
I'm guessing it's canvases.
Hey,
I don't know.
Finished.
It may have a special word to it. Who knows?
Canvasi.
Canvasi?
Because what's that thing? An octopus. Cactus.
Cacti.
Cacti, right?
Yeah. But it's not always that. English is crazy, but it's not that crazy.
Because us... seem to become an eye, like an octopus become octopi.
Octopuses.
No, octopi. And cactuses become cactopi. Cacti.
Uh-huh. And what about bus? Is this bi?
So us sound
uh-huh.
becomes I.
Uh-huh.
So canvas is
uh-huh.
us. So it's can bi.
Oh, is that right?
Daddy, also, these canvases are finished. Why?
So then there are blank canvases.
Yeah, okay.
He's got big plans.
Canvas就是帆布的意思,好吗?还没画之前就叫canvas.
But he soon lost interest in his life on the ocean. Are you guys done rustling?
Because you're making a lot of sound.
This bed is very
small. On board his ship, Mr. Rennie could think only of his next painting. There were still so many things he wanted.
Oh. 不好意思,我们移一下位置,小孩子快掉下去了。Oh my gosh.
Here we go. We have a whole big page of things here Mr. Rennie has decided to paint.
Okay.
He's decided to paint a vase or a vase, another car, perfume, champagne, crystal glasses, a carpet, a swimming pool, a plane, a TV, a gold watch,
Caviar.
What's caviar?
Fish eggs.
Caviar 就是鱼子酱。
Super expensive stuff.
I don't see how it's so.
What's
You're not supposed to ask questions. You're just supposed to throw money at it and go, oh, it's what rich people eat.
Okay.
A chaise lounge, a statue, more champagne. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling you, Mr. Rennie. A silk suit, a radio, an even bigger car, a Cadillac Coupe de Ville 1955.
Uh-huh.
A bed, a lamp, a banquet, a blimp, a candlestick, a candlestick, a golf cart, and a bit.
Okay.
Now, before we turn the page here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I want to talk about that car.
Okay.
Is that car a famous model?
Cadillac Coupe de Ville?
It
is, but I've never seen one like a super stretched Cadillac Coupe de Ville like this. I've never seen one like that so long.
Okay.
But I know a Coupe de Ville is a...
That's a word for that kind of car.
Limo. Limousine, yeah.
Yeah, limousine, right?
加
长行李车。
Have you ever ridden in a limo before?
No, I always want to.
I've ridden in a big limo, a bus.
A limo isn't that like you are just in there and you have your own space and the driver, you have a window between them and then you can like have a party in there. There's a refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's a super long.
It's like a super roomy taxi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Is Mr. Remy the...
Mr. Rennie.
Rennie. The...
The princess and the pea.
Yeah.
All the mattresses here on the bed, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he just likes a really soft bed.
他床有几层？一二三四五六六层。
There is a bit of a problem here with his swimming pool.
Yeah, there's no water.
There's no water in his swimming pool, Mr. Rennie.
Maybe he'll fill it with his.
What's a chaise lounge?
Chaise lounge?
Lounge.
This thing.
就是让你像贵妃椅，就是让你躺着，然后让你就是 chill， 然后
yeah.
可能抽个鸦片、欧片。I shouldn't say that. But it's
opium.
Like,
yeah,
you lay there.
Yeah, okay.
It's something you are not supposed to know.
Okay. Let's continue. Swish. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
A mansion. Just as Mr. Rennie was wondering what he should paint next, his own amusement park or a rocket to the moon, perhaps, the doorbell rang.
等一下，先讲一下 mansion 就是别豪宅、别墅、别宗，就是 mansion. What fits the standard to be a mansion?
Big house and super fancy.
I don't know. I would say a mansion has come to the point where you need a person or a team of people to maintain the house itself.
Okay.
Like the house itself has now become a job. It's so big.
Okay.
Like cleaning this house and taking care of the grounds around it. Now it has become a mansion.
Okay.And a castle is a kind of mansion.
A castle is just where the king or prince or duke lives, yeah.
Okay.
Wait. See, I told you he'll fill the pool with his champagne.
Yeah.
That's why he drew so much champagne, right?
He's hiding the Titanic over here.
Yeah, it's parked behind his mansion. That's quite the mansion he's got.
Yeah.
Up there, he's drinking pink champagne up on his balcony.
No, that's crystal glasses, and it's made out of ruby or something.
Swish. It was Rose. You can be Rose.
Okay. Hello,
she said.
I have come to buy one of your paintings.
I'm sorry, Rose, but they're all gone, said Mr. Rennie.
Can't you paint one just for me?
I'm sorry, Rose, I really can't.
Oh, this page is so difficult to read.
Yeah, black font on blue background.
So you are no longer a painter? What a pity, Mr. Rennie. In that case, I'll be on my way.
What now? Mr. Rennie thought long and hard. That's it? I'll paint a painting. No? Swish. Who's he painting over here?
The stranger, old man.
He ran into on the street.
The stranger. Now, are you ready for this, everybody?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here's the question of the day. Who is this stranger? Who is this man?
Who?
Mr. Mary Poppins?
He's always holding an
umbrella. Uh-huh.
Who is this man, Desmond?
Leo Timmers?
No, this is not Leo Timmers. Huh? Phoebe, who is this man?
It's one of his characters before, right?
This is not. You need to think about the context of this book and how this book began to figure out who this man actually is. I'll give everybody 20 seconds.
Wait. Is it? How it start? It's the stranger he met in the market. Time's up.
At the very beginning of the book.
Mm. Yeah, it's the stranger.
What did Mr. Rennie paint?
An apple.
The green apple.
Yeah.
The green apple face guy.
That's correct. Have you ever seen that famous painting of the green apple head face guy? And we don't know who the guy in the painting is because the apple is in the way of his face.
So it's actually this guy.
And then he ate the apple and the man showed up.
Well, the man showed up and told him to eat the apple, but yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what you saw. The guy in the painting is dressed exactly as this stranger character is. Now, I don't know the name of the painting. Uh-huh. Perhaps the name of that painting is actually The Stranger.
The apple in the face.
And I don't know who painted the painting. Perhaps someone out there in the audience. No, don't search for it. We'll just poll the audience. Perhaps they know the name of the painting, or perhaps they know who painted it.
有一个人有一个很有名的画，就是他的头是一颗绿色苹果。
It's in front of his face. It's not actually the head.
就是他的脸是被一颗绿色苹果遮住的，那是一个很有名的画。 All right.
Or who painted that painting? Do you have any guess who painted it? I don't know. I'm just going to throw a name out there that sounds really French.
I don't know much about.
Renoir. That sounds French enough. Okay.
Renoir. Will you help me? Oh, sorry. Will you help me one more time? He asked the man. I want to paint an ordinary picture again with happy little trees and mountains and landscapes. One that doesn't come to life. I thought this would happen, laughed the man. Oh, I thought this would happen. Ha ha. Laughed the man. He snapped his fingers.
What kind of personality does this man have?
I don't know because his accent has also changed through the story. So this is an inconsistent character.
And everybody died.
No, he is not Thanos. Just like that, everything vanished. The cars, the swimming pool, the ship. They all turned back into paintings. Mr. Rennie didn't mind a bit. He already knew what he wanted to paint next. He finished the painting and nothing happened. Overjoyed, Mr. Rennie rushed to the market. So over here on the left side of this page, we've got Mr. Rennie sitting on a giant pile of paintings. What are all these paintings over here?
The thing he drew.
Ah. The things that he painted in the story, right?
Yeah.
We've got his car. We've got a bird. Oh, we've got a picture of a bird looking at another bird.
Oh, so the bird.
His bird friend got sucked back in the painting. Oh, no.
The bird probably made a friend. Met a male bird, and then they became...
Oh, no, Mr. Rennie. Oh. You broke apart the lovebirds.
So it's a...
See?
Oh, Mr. Rennie, I can't believe what you've done.
你竟然拆散这两只鸟,你太坏了。
Oh, man, Mr. Rennie.
Swish. You are back!
Rose smiled. I have a surprise for you. Mr. Rennie held up his new painting. Rose was thrilled.
But I thought you weren't a painter anymore.
Oh my. She's got like a whole trail of fruits and vegetables from her to her stand over there. That is
a kind of vegetables. I don't know. 白萝卜吗? 应该不是.
Sure.
Yeah.
小白菜.
小白菜. But Troy?
Swish! Of course I am, said Mr. Rennie. Once a painter, always a painter. The end. What did he paint for Rose? He painted a rose.
For Rose.
For Rose.
The
end.
End.
Brussels is in Belgium.
Okay.
Because Leo Timmers was born in 1970 in Belgium.
Okay.
And he lives in Brussels with his wife and daughters. So I'm assuming that Brussels is in Belgium because that's where Leo
Belgium
Timmers...
Belgium就是比利時.
Yeah.
So Brussels应该是布鲁塞吗?
I don't know.
I don't know what the Chinese name.
No idea.
Yeah.
But now I'm curious about the apple face painting guy.
Hi, Yang Yisi.
I want to ask a question.
Okay.
Initially in the market, nobody want to buy his painting, so he worries very much. But in the end, he sent his painting to the rabbit. My question is, how does he make his living?
How does he what?
Make his living.
Oh.
So what does he do? What does he do at the beginning of the story or at the end?
In the end.
因为他就是paint那个rose嘛，吸引很多人，应该就会有人想要买他的画吧。
Yeah, at the end, everybody is looking at his picture, and you know, oh, it's so great. So I'm assuming at the end here, he is going to start painting
for living?
Pictures for everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe they all have their own name. Maybe this hippo is named, I don't know.
Princess,
and he's going to paint a princess picture. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure.
可能是他画了这个Rose喜欢的东西. Maybe people start to see his value.
Who knows?
Yeah, but my bigger question is, why did Mr. Rennie want to do that?
Make a rose for Rose?
No, why did he want to give up the power of drawing things and the
he
things come to...
He didn't just draw a painting of a painting.
Because here at the climax of the story, it says... You know, he just wants to paint a painting. I want to paint an ordinary picture.
Yeah, because Rose wanted it.
Yeah, I know, but the whole point here of painting his art is to be able to share his art with the world. And so even if his art is really grand and beneficial for himself, he doesn't get to share it with the world. And so he decides to share it with Rose.
And for that, he's willing to give up the magic.
Yeah, he wants to share his art with the world. That's the thing.
Daddy.
Come on, he's an artist at heart.
Daddy,
but why can't he just paint another canvas on the canvas and draw the rose on the canvas?
Because that's cheating, Desmond, and that would ruin Leo Timmer's story.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
The guy who drew the green apple is also from Belgium.
Oh.
And his name is... Renee Margaret, Marguerite.
Okay.
It's just a really famous surrealism artist.
Do you know the name of the painting itself?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anyone out there know the name of the painting? If you know the name of the painting of the apple face head guy, please do let us know.
Because I think it is the stranger.
Yeah, maybe the name of it actually is the
stranger.
Because that would be very appropriate for the story, right?
Yeah.
If the actual stranger of the apple guy showed up, that would be
so
cool.
So you think Mr. Rennie has the insist of an artist, 有艺术家的坚持. So he would rather like his heart and his blood and his effort and work being appreciated.
Than solely benefiting himself.
Oh.
Yes.
The name of the painting is The Great War. I don't know why. I just look it up.
The Great War?
战争的
yeah.
War.
The war started by somebody throwing an apple in his face.
The Great War.
Wow. That's...
I'll double check.
That's an interesting name. I mean, sure, I guess if you're going to be one of those people that paints an apple on somebody's head, you're also going to give it some real pretentious name, too. Like,
pretentious.
Like
pretentious is a gay girl, how about? There is one that means a gay girl.
My life's honor. What do you mean? It's just an apple on somebody's face.
Mm. So, boys, if you have the magic of painting anything, turning into life, what will you draw? Assuming you are not hungry.
You can't paint a lobster. What would you paint?
Yeah, it's a question for all of you. What would you paint?
Any?
You have 10 seconds to think about it.
Come on, that's not enough time.
It's not enough time.
It's not easy.
I know it's not easy.
I would paint a second planet Earth.
Because this one is about to be done.
Yeah, but it's on the other side of the sun from this Earth.
Okay.
And so it orbits exactly halfway on the other side of the world, but it's on the other side of the sun, but it's got no people on it. And no mosquitoes this time, crying out loud. No mosquitoes.
所以Terry说他话在地球另一边那个运转的地球，因为我们现在这一颗已经很危急了，好不好？
We can take half of our people and put them over there, and we're all good.
You know, people will find a way to ruin it again.
You know.
Use a rocket life.
Yeah. 真的老师，你找到吗？
我要找到有的叫 The Son of Man 人之子，还有或者就是戴帽子的戴黑帽的男人
，The
Man in Black Hat， 还有对啊，找了这几个名字。
The Man in the Black Hat，
人之子。I think I know why he drew the apple in front of the man's face because he doesn't know how to draw a person's face. So there isn't anything about the apple. It's just that he doesn't know how to draw a face, so he drew an apple there.
That's probably how it originally went, and then he probably tried to get all fancy with it and be like, no, I intended to put the apple there because I'm pretentious.
Don't say that. You don't understand art.
Oh,
yeah.
99% of art is sales, and you know it.
All right, so Derry will paint the other Earth.
Earth 2.
What about you, Desmond? You have enough time to think about it.
It's not anything big, but I just want a swimming pool in our house.
I could go for that.
Yeah,
I could go for a swimming pool outside.
Swimming pool
is it going to be filled with champagne or water?
Water.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay.
I'm less
that's fine.
Interested now.
But who would want to swim in a stinky pool?
Hey, come swimming on. You can swim and drink champagne.
That sounds...
Swim. Drink
that sounds really dangerous. Swimming in champagne. It sounds like a real quick way to die.
Like you get drunk.
Can you imagine the fizz when you first step in? All the bubbles collecting around your body.
What about you, Roland?
I know what Roland would paint. Come on. Roland would paint...
Books.
Yeah, I was going to say his own personal library.
Oh, what? You don't have enough books?
he'd paint a full Kindle. This is what it is.
And then I will paint a couch that only fits me and it will make me very comfortable.
A couch?
Chase lounge.
A chase lounge.
It will always fit me because I'm all smaller than you.
What would you paint, Phoebe? Not a lobster this time.
If you're not hungry.
A baby girl.
And then I would paint an airplane.
Are you going to fly away?
No.
I always suggest having a daughter, they three will just throw me out.
Catapult.
All right. Anybody out there want to share what you would paint? Anybody have anything interesting that you would paint or to add to our story tonight?
Yeah. Or you can just share with your family. That's okay. But I think it's 35. We should end the story. It's 9:35.
I thought you'd say you paint a time machine so you could go back so we're all baby. So cute.
Yeah, I know. Can you stop growing?
You know, time machine's not a bad one. As long as we're talking magic here. Okay. Then I think that's it for the evening. Nobody else has anything to add?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Night-night, everybody!
Night-night, everybody!
Night-night!
Don't let the happy little accidents bite.
Oops. Oops. right?